Once again, particularly in our first opening prayer, we see the theme in our liturgy of our Lord's coming, our Lord's birth at Bethlehem, that dispels the darkness. And St. John, in the first letter we just heard from, goes into what exactly that darkness is, actually quite in depth. That darkness that our Lord dispels, he who is the light, of course, are sin and evil. And that is what we have asked in our opening prayer, to be rid of, as it were, to take us away from all of that. That darkness, that sin and evil, is our sin and evil. And here St. John is telling us exactly what all that sin is, particularly as we get towards the end of this passage. First he says, I'm writing to you fathers, I'm writing to you young men, etc. Because we have that knowledge of the Father. We have that knowledge of God. We have that faith. We are then conquering the evil one. You see all the beautiful things that St. John is saying, but then note what he says towards the end. He speaks of all that is in the world, which is where all the evil and darkness is, and how easily we fall into it and get to the point we don't even recognize that we're in it. That is, we don't see the darkness we're in from the sin and evil we commit. We get to the point we don't even know that we are committing sin. Or another way of putting it is, we are blinded to it. And that's what St. John is pointing to here at the end. He tells us what all that darkness is. The world and its enticements, sensual lust, enticement of the eyes, etc. That is not from the Father. It's in the world. Of course, it originates with the evil one, with Satan and all of his evil spirits, who puts it all before us as something good. That's how we get confused. We get blind to the point, the fact that actually it's very evil, and it is taking us away from God. Now our Lord comes. This is what we celebrate now with Christmas. His birth in Bethlehem. He is that light that dispels all of that darkness. So by our turning to him, by our giving ourselves to him, leaving what's in the world, leaving what takes us away from God himself, and turning to him, giving ourselves back to him. St. Thomas Aquinas calls that devotion, that which brings us to God, closer to God, our love for God. And that which takes us away from that is sin and evil, vice. You see? And so St. John, together with our liturgy today, is telling us we must stay away from that, all the vice, all the defects, all our sins, away from that darkness. Whereas we need the help of God himself to be able to do that. We ask for his grace every day through our most blessed Lady, the mediatrix of all graces, that we can do that, stay away from all evil, stay away from what takes us away from our love for God, and turn directly to that love, to him, to the light, that he may lead us to that everlasting union with him in paradise. Praised be Jesus and Mary.